I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Entergy Louisiana donated nearly $15,000 to Louisiana Delta Community College recently. The funds will help Delta College's goal of preparing an increased pipeline of skilled laborers to meet expected industry growth in Northeast Louisiana and across the state. Todd Bordelon, regional manager for Entergy, says that the company is excited about what Delta is doing in the community and wanted to help be a part of growing the workforce to attract business. Lawmakers have agreed to extend the state's multi-million dollar Medicaid claims processing contract by another year. The extension was needed after Governor Bobby Jindal fired the company that had been picked to take over the work, that is, CNSI, because of concerns the firm was given favorable treatment by his former health secretary. A criminal investigation is ongoing into the award of the now-canceled $200 million contract to CNSI. The company is suing the state for wrongful termination. In the meantime, the Jindal administration has kept Molina Medicaid Solutions on the job. The House and Senate Health Care Committees agreed Thursday to extend the company's contract through December 31st of 2015. Molina's current contract with the state began in January 2005. The health department says the extension will cost nearly $40 million next year. A statewide poll on next year's governor's race shows Republican Senator David Vitter with a double-digit percentage lead over Democratic State Representative John Bell Edwards and Republican Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the survey.
Southern Media and Opinion Research conducted the survey, and its pollster Bernie Pinsonat says the backlash against President Barack Obama is creeping into next year's governor's race.
The voters are looking at candidates, and they see David Vitter there. They know that he's an anti-democratic policy guy.
In the poll, 36% of the respondents said they would vote for Vitter.
This race is a long way away, but he's got a lot of voters already.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
Louisiana's 14 riverboats for racetrack casinos and Harrah's land-based casino brought in nearly $243.4 million in November. That's 4.3% worse than the $254 million the gambling halls won the year before. State police released the November figures on Thursday. Lake Charles saw the biggest gain of any casino market in the state, up by nearly 5% to $43.3 million. Baton Rouge's casinos brought in nearly $21.7 million in November, compared with $24.1 million in November of 2013. Shreveport-Bossier City was down by just over 10%. The KEDM weather forecast, good chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today with a high in the upper 40s.